Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. On April 5th, 2011, Supreme Master Qinghai accepted an invitation by radio talk show host and producer of Spiritual Awakening Radio, James Bean, for a discussion about Supreme Master Qinghai's latest book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. On his blog, Gaia, at santmat.gaia.com, Mr. Bean, who is also a comparative religion scholar and book reviewer, shared the seven things which he believes. God is real. God is love. All the world scriptures teach about the same manifestation of God as an inner mystical light and sound. Our true identity is soul, the self. We can experience God's love during meditation and can rise above the body consciousness to explore the kingdom of the heavens within. And finally, our purpose of life is fulfilled when we are initiated into the mysteries of the Spirit by a living teacher or Sant Satguru. To share the wisdom of the Masters, the richness of the world scriptures, and the diverse spiritual paths and world religions, Mr. Bean started to produce his own programs on Spiritual Awakening Radio, which is a weekly program broadcast on HealthyLife.net radio network. Founded by Linda McKenzie in 2002, HealthyLife.net was one of the first live, all-good news radio stations on the Internet. It initially broadcast 5 days a week, and 2 years later, HealthyLife.net has over 2 million listeners worldwide in 49 countries, broadcasting 24/7. Today, it has millions of loyal listeners in over 100 countries, reaching over 1,200 cities throughout the U.S. HealthyLife.net radio is also syndicated on many internet radio streams, private radio networks, and is available on Wi-Fi, PDAs, and smartphones. We now invite you to listen to part two of Interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio, which was broadcast on April 26, 2011.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
As in India, especially in the old time, cows are loved and even worshipped as second mother to children. Not slaughtered for meat like in other countries, yes? And they give milk naturally, you see? They give milk naturally. So the lacto diet came from there. Yeah, the cows live in natural environment. It's okay to take that kind of milk or the cheese from there if the cow just give lovingly and willingly naturally. So of course in India they follow lacto diet and it's normal. You see what I mean? Yes. So we can understand why the people still follow a lacto veggie diet. In some part of the world, or in India, yes, not everyone knows about the horror of factory farming animals. So some vegetarians even eat eggs. That's bad. Eggs is not a vegetable, is it? No. Egg industry, James, is another form of cruelty beyond our imaginations. I just tell you very short, because I can't bear it if I talk too long. If the chicks are males, for example, James, they will be thrown into a grinding machine, alive, to be made food for dogs or something. I saw a little chick in a show, of the cruelty animal show. He was wandering on the edge of the conveyor, you know, that will lead him to the grinding machine. He was wandering so innocently on the edge, looking for mama. My God, I just broke down. I cannot go into more details because I cannot bear it. I will just be broken down again. Please, if anyone listen, just log on to www.suprememastertv.com for all the facts and info you wish to verify, or contact any vegan groups near you. Contact PETA, for example, International PETA. There are things even that you also need to know before you buy the next animal products or food, because they are not only cruelty manifesto, they are also poisonous. If you know what is in there, you wouldn't put it in your mouth or into your children's mouth. Now, to convince religious community, we can send fact-checked info to all religious leaders. We are doing that, James, as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my colleagues, yeah, my association members. You know, we must have an association because the government demands it, not because we want to have any association or official anything. But we have an association, and my association members and I, we are sending these fact-checked info to all kind of people, to world leaders, religious leaders, community leaders, to farmers, you know, to slaughterhouse owners, etc., etc. We're still doing it. We cannot do everything in one day, 2 days, but we continue. I wish I had done it all yesterday, but you know, we have so much to do, James, so much to do. The more we do, the more work. But you see, you're doing your part, luckily, and I'm grateful. You see, you give talk on radio. Also, other people can do the same, or they can go grassroots, go on air, go on TV, you know, like we do on Supreme Master Television. But I don't feel like we are doing enough, of course, because we are just a small group compared to the world population. And every vegan should also help. Please help. Help all of us. Help each other. Help us. Help the world. Help yourself. We need all the help we can to create a wake-up, strong wake-up call, and to maintain the trend. Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned that it was due to the meritous good karma that makes it possible for souls to be privileged to incarnate here and live on this beautiful earth. It sounds like we have some important lessons to learn in order to evolve. Could you explain about karma and the dangers that the world faces if there's too much bad karma, bad actions in the world?
Thank you for asking, for the sake of your listeners. Karma is a law of cause and effect, or as you sow, so shall you reap, that we mentioned early on. Meaning every action provokes a reaction, and some even causes like chain reaction or domino effect. Yeah? It is very logical and very scientific. We don't have to follow a religion or any meditation group, any guru in order to even see this. So we cannot go on creating bad karma and then waiting for good result and not worry about its effect. It will come sooner or later. Up to now, humans had created and still are creating tremendous bad energy. You see, bad karma, that means bad energy, that twists around us like chain, and it gets tighter as every passing moment. So that maybe at some point we can't even escape. We can see evidence everywhere now that we suffer so much violence, wars, catastrophic disasters everywhere. Almost every day we look on TV, there's a disaster somewhere, in some country, one way or another. Yes, a war, or conflicts. We need intervention now, more than ever, from a force that is much stronger than this binding chain to break it loose. That power is the universal love within ourselves. We must reawaken it by actions that are in tune with this love. By loving all beings, respect all creations of God, we will forsake vengeance and war. We will stop torturing and killing humans and animals. Only then, James, only then can we overcome the opposite dark force which we invited in the first place, and we even strengthen it by our unloving action. Like attract like, you know, very logical, very simple. If we want peace, we have to act in a way of peace. If we want mercy from heaven, we have to act in a merciful way.
Yep, I started doing more programs on vegan diet and peace issues because spirituality is so linked to we need to have a planet to live on. If souls are going to evolve or become more enlightened, we need to have a breathable atmosphere and a healthy planet to be
right.
on. So spirituality
right.
just compels you to care, to be compassionate, be a bodhisattva of compassion towards all life.
Okay, Jim, that's right. Continue your job. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe most everyone who has become familiar with the facts about climate change would be in agreement with the information presented in your new book, From Crisis to Peace, which I have a copy of. And there is also a strong spiritual component in From Crisis to Peace. Your teachings are based on compassion towards all life and the principles of ahimsa, or nonviolence in thought, word, and deed. Communicating with followers of various world religions, of course, is what I do, but there are so many ways people can get involved in changing the world or being the change, to quote Gandhi. What can each of us, what can all of the listeners or viewers of this program do to start a vegan trend, as you suggest in your new book? How can we all pitch in different ways, you know, all of us?
Yeah. Yeah, we should all do. Everyone can print out info about vegan benefit and the harm of the animal diet, then pass it out, you know, wherever, whenever we can, of how, what, why, when, where to find veg food and how to make veg food. And I'm glad you're doing it, and many are doing it, and we are doing it. And pray that more will do the same by whatever means they have, through internet. Nowadays it's more easy even. See, we have internet, we have all kind of information tools, yes, to use and to pass it out for people. We can write letters, we have group talks, school conference, open vegetarian, vegan restaurant, cafe, imbiss, vegan supply store, company, you know, plant organic vegetable, sell organic vegetable, ask government to subsidize those endeavors, etc. Every help counts. It's time that we all must work fast to save lives in our world and even save ourselves.
Yep. You mentioned in the book about extraterrestrials, and there are other vegan civilizations in the universe, and that's a subject I've been always quite interested in, SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yes.
And do you think that we're about to be contacted or you know, have some help from above, and by that, in addition to God, you can say help from above, you know, from other intelligent life in the universe.
Did you see them coming?
Not me, but I've interviewed scientists who are part of the SETI program.
Mm. What did they say?
They listen for extraterrestrial radio signals, you know, clues that there are others out there, and the search for alien life is really picking up because they're starting to find planets out there, Earth-like, the size of the planets are like the Earth in warm parts of solar systems and, you know, other stars. So they're starting to look for life, and that's really becoming a serious search right now. So someday soon they will find evidence of life, probably.
Probably.
Yes. Probably so. It's picking up the pace.
What are your question? That's what they're doing, yes?
Yep.
But you think they're going to help us? No. I do not fully agree to this concept and expectation that the aliens are going to play a role in saving our planet and they are going to do it. No, I don't expect that. If they do, well, that will be a miracle and it'll be lucky for us. But you see, you can see evidence of catastrophic disaster and wars and violence everywhere, but did you see any aliens who came? Any extraterrestrial who came and appeared to help us?
They're not going to pick up after us. That's our job as human beings.
Yep. Yes, you're right. You're right. They can't interfere with our karma also, you see? We can't just continue walking into darkness and ignore the wise counsel of the elders or past and present masters and just keep continue doing what we do. Walking in darkness, don't turn around the way they told us, and expect that light is there when we keep walking in the direction of darkness. See? We ourselves must do our part. You're right. They don't pick up after us, okay? We're not babies, huh?
Right.
We are intelligent race of beings. We are supposed to be even the crown of the creation, huh? Proud, so proud of us. Then, you see, even if we start to do things in the goodness direction, yes, then goodness will come, like attract like. This is always the talk of the town, but nobody really kabish, yeah? Like attract like. Everybody say that on the tip of their tongues, and they don't do the like thing. Huh? We have to do the things like heavenly beings. Then we will have heaven. We have to be merciful, then we have mercy. Yes, we have to act like peaceful people, then we have peace. Yeah, not only by praying on our knees or waiting for others to clean up our mess. Huh? Just like we should stop drinking alcohol if we want to stay sober and healthy. Then we will be able either to help ourselves or find extra help from experts. Huh? Unlike many of our planet's inhabitants, the aliens do not believe in flexing muscle to solve, you know, a conflict and karmic problems. They rarely do, really. They know that it would not help much in the long run, James. Rather, people have to change their pattern of habit to live according to the universal law of love. This is so simple. So, the aliens, as I think, guess, or intuitively know or talk to, they just let the spiritual masters do their job, like reasoning to humans by philosophy, by example, coaxing them to change their way of life. But actually, it wasn't a change. It was just go back to the original goodness that we are, see? But oh, what a monumental job that is for any master at all. Since the beginning of time, you know very well, because you study many religions, all teachers have a hard time trying to convince humans, most often at the cost of their lives.
Yeah.
Look at Jesus. What did he do? Huh? What did he do to deserve being nailed on the cross? Look at Buddha. What did he do to deserve, you know, insulting and attempted his lives and slandering his reputation, etc., etc.? Or did it just teach human to be good, to be kind to each other, yes, and elevate them to a higher spiritual standard? That's all they did. They harm no one. They take nothing for themselves. Yes, not just Jesus, Buddha. All the masters do the same, the six gurus. And they, what they do, what do they have for return? Nothing except trouble, dangers, and losing their lives, the families, members, etc., etc.
Right.
So do you think anybody would like to come and help us? Yes, tell me.
We're a tough crowd. Human beings are...
Very tough.
Tough crowd to work.
Very tough, James. Sometimes I'm driving on the street and look around me and I say, oh my God. You know, or go into the supermarket and see all the bloody meat there and I thought, oh my God, where am I? You know? What can I do in this kind of world? And so many things that you saw on TV that it doesn't seem befitting the children of God's, you know, behavior and actions at all.
Right.
Sorry, I don't want to criticize. Forgive me. Continue your question.
The extraterrestrial, where do you think they're coming from and what is their role?
They are not all aliens, the extraterrestrial that we call them. Some of them came from under our planet, yes, because in the planet there is empty space, inside our planet, empty space. And the people live down there is about 4,800,000 something, the population down there. And they are more technically advanced than us, yes. So they came from also from other planets and inside the empty space of our Earth, you see. They're good neighbors, yes. But what can they do to help us in any case if we don't first help ourselves? They might be able to deactivate nuclear bombs here and there or avert a tsunami, but how long can they continue to do that? Huh? If we continue to create more and worse disasters with our tsunami actions, we destroy huge forest land, drown, torture, maim, murder millions of innocent, harmless helpers like our animals, co-inhabitants daily. They are our helpers. But these acts, aren't they not tsunami-like destruction? Well, if we stop all that, before anyone can help us to stop the destruction of our Earth, why we destroy our house and wait for help? Huh? Suppose they would take pity on us and even take us to their planet or home, hopefully. Would we be willing to leave this Earth where we are used to and attached to? Would we be willing to adjust their way of life, even if it's better but different? Would you, James? Maybe, huh? Maybe you and I will go to a different planet. But not everyone would like, hey?
Yeah, and certainly we would need to change our ways here on this planet and make this planet a nice place to live.
Yes. You see, we can't even forego a piece of meat with all poison in it on Earth. I think we can leave other things behind or forego them to live with so-called aliens. Yes, they might not have meat, alcohol, or any of those poison that we crave. They might not even look like us. Then we might blame them, fight with them, or make war on their planet. Who knows? Scary, huh, James? They're scared of us, truly.
Probably.
They're scared of humans.
Right.
Yes. Yep. We are making war here already in our familiar environment. We're killing our neighbors and friends next door, next country, this next door, right?
Yeah.
Trust that we won't make war in a strange world? I shall be blunt and honest with you, James, here, with more or less primitive technology. And we are already using them like toys to kill real people. Real beings, to maim, to kill, to destroy ourselves and the environment and so many species on the planet. From the high sky to the deep sea, like nothing matters, like they don't feel pain at all. Now, if we get hold of those high-tech secrets from the aliens. Imagine, James, what more murderous weapons we will invent to even destroy their race or make interplanetary war. Trust that we can handle it all and make peace with them? Even if the aliens can interfere and help us, do you think they are not afraid to do so? Tell me. Yes or no? Are they? Will you be afraid to help us? Tell me, James.
Yeah, hopefully they follow the Star Trek Prime Directive and not interfere with us or get too close to us.
Yes, they are afraid. Yes,
they want to stay out of trouble, stay away from us until we mature.
Yes, shall we even blame them if they won't even go near us openly? Okay. Yep. What can we do, James? Huh? Even if they have high tech, yes. Yes, more advanced, more civilized. But we have weapons of multi-levels, of lethal, murderous, dangerous killing instruments, huh? Everywhere, stacked, stuffed, exposed, and hidden in all corners of our planet. And continue to develop more and more mightier and mightier, more and more dangerous ones. You know, weapons. So you think they have nothing better to do than forever go hunting for weapons to disable, to destroy, or to annihilate for us? Or can they even, without disturbing our planetary pattern or endangering lives on Earth? Yes, they might have shown us some example here and there, but it's up to us to wake up. Yeah? Shake off the dust of our ignorance and start making life a heaven for all, don't you think, James?
Yes, hopefully we can learn to get beyond war and conflict. And what can we do? What needs to be done to get beyond the idea of war?
What can I do? The people's consciousness has to be more elevated. The spiritual leaders have to try harder to enlighten themselves more than what we are right now, more enlightened. And then the spiritual leaders should enlighten the leaders of the world more, if the leaders of the world are ready. You see, we have many things, even more better technologies that help our planets already, and that even being stopped because of some business giants do not want to lose their influence and their income, you see, their profit, if some other things better are on the market. We should have had free electricity long ago. We should have had free medical care long ago. We should have cured many diseases long ago. Yes, but many don't want to do that because profit. We should never have hunger in the world, but we still do, because profit. We should not have any more war on the planet. We should not even develop any more war weapons, but we still do, because, you know, profit. That is a problem with us. We could be more advanced than we are right now.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk, rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating:
infertility, Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest, the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Magnanimous viewers, thank you for your charming company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May heaven grace your life with truth, beauty, and virtue.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.